Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. Got a really disturbing story out of a hospital in Colorado. Basically telling a guy, yeah, since you don't have the vaccine for COVID, we don't have a kidney for you. We'll tell you about that. I get the actual notice, the letter written to this person. It could have been a lady. I don't know. The name's blacked out. But whoever this poor person is that needed a kidney, now they're not getting it because they won't get the experimental drug that the government wants to shove into your veins. And they're really pushing people hard on trying to, quote, incentivize them to get this
incentivize vaccine. Yeah. Put a gun to their head. Literally, if she doesn't get a kidney, you're going to die.
Yeah, so they're basically taking this person off the kidney list. We'll tell you more about it coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160, but we're going to go to your phone calls first. Also, want to say a big thanks to Odyssey. For those of you that don't know Odyssey, you really ought to check them out.
For sure.
If you are a freedom-loving person, you need to know about them. It is a video streaming platform, but there's a million of those out there. What makes them different? Well, they're based on library, and LBRY is how you spell it. LBRY, it is a decentralized, uncensorable media sharing protocol. It's blockchain-based. We've been using it for years here on Free Talk Live, and the folks behind Library are the ones who actually created Odyssey. They launched Odyssey in 2020, and it has taken off. There are apparently over a million creators now that are putting videos up on Odyssey. Joey, you're one of them.
Yes.
You got your channel, Breaking the Flaw. And folks can go to our channel over there as well. Free Talk Live has one. You can go to video.freetalklive.com. That's an easy link that'll get you right over to our channel. You want to find Joey's channel, just type in Breaking the Flaw into the search.
Yeah.
It'll come right up.
No spaces. I noticed that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it goes because I had trouble setting it up at first, but
okay.
They got it.
Thanks for clarifying that. But you'll find him there and a bunch of other channels, a lot of whom are disaffected YouTube creators, people who have been banned from YouTube, or maybe they just got strikes on their channel and they said, you know what, this is not a relationship that's going to last, and that's how we feel here at Free Talk Live, is we've gotten strikes this year for quote-unquote medical misinformation, because if you don't agree with the precise government propaganda about COVID-19, they will not let you stream, or at least your days will be numbered on these platforms.
Right. You know, there's a lot of people that are ditching their platforms like that because of those reasons, but they're just going to other centralized
platforms.
Stop
not
doing that.
Bad plan.
That's a bad idea. You just have to migrate again, and you'll probably make a stupid mistake and do it again. Stop that. Go straight to Odyssey. It's decentralized.
Odyssey streaming isn't decentralized. It's still, like, that's a tricky thing to do, is to decentralize streaming video.
Yeah, but
the video archives.
Video archives are totally impossible to, I mean,
they're based on library. They're based on library, and that is rock solid.
I was listening to Tim Pool's channel on Odyssey, and he had Jeremy Kaufman on there.
The founder of Odyssey.
If you're doubting library as, like, oh, no one's on there, 20 million active users right now.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. It's taken off. You really ought to go and check it out. And again, you can go to video.freetalklive.com. We were just taken down apparently 2 days ago from another streaming platform called Nemo.tv.
Congratulations.
Yeah, no one knows really what that is. It's an international platform. We're on this thing called Restream, which is a company that takes your stream feed and then can sort of distribute it for you to different streaming platforms, so that way you don't have to do it all from your one internet connection. It's centralized to go through Restream. It's even more centralized, because if Restream cuts you off, then, you know, you're cut off from these other ones.
Sure.
But, you know, we understand that, and so the idea is, well, we're just going to get on as many centralized platforms as we can. And we're also on Odyssey, so Odyssey's our number one. It's our top platform. And whenever you're watching us on one of the other platforms, it's advertised on the screen that you should watch us over on Odyssey. So
that's
we're trying
right.
to trying to bring people off Odyssey. Of these other services and move them to more freedom-friendly services.
But what we found out today is that we're so hip that we've been banned from platforms nobody even knows exists.
Well, some people know this platform exists. It's just it's mostly popular in other countries, in non-English-speaking countries. But apparently somebody watched us and hit that report button because I got a notice here saying that due to infringement, we have violated the NEMO community rules and regulations. You are not allowed to live stream.
It's probably someone from North Korea.
Please strictly observe streaming rules and regulations. Penalty ends on the 12th. So they're going to let us back, you know, in about a week, but you know, whether we'll stay back or not, who knows. So anyway, check us out, video.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Bad Slave. He's on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Yeah, thank you very much for all the work you guys do in the background. I wanted to bring up, and I have in a previous group of hosts, this business of Mark Edge. Actually, I think he's advertising for this Belize thing or tropical wherever's
Free Cities.
And they're actually using the phrase liberty in our lifetime. And I just think that, that it's counterproductive to our liberty migration that's going to New Hampshire. You know, Mark could actually, get the legislature to go ahead and create some kind of, freer area and generate more business right here in New Hampshire.
He could. Unfortunately, Mark is burned out on New Hampshire, and he's been looking all around the world for other options pretty obsessively over the last several years. Unfortunately, I'm prohibited from speaking with him under these restrictive, insane bail conditions that I have, but it's my understanding, I still hear things through the rumor mill, that he is now poking around in Honduras looking for a free city. They have these things called ZAs or special economic zones, as they're called, in certain other countries, which are supposedly being set up to allow for more free trade in specific areas to help boost the economy. And he believes that these will be more free sooner rather than later, that they will be more free and more successful at achieving freedom than the Free State Project concept. He's very negative towards New Hampshire. He's very jaded towards New Hampshire. I feel bad that, he doesn't feel as optimistic as most of us do, I think.
I think that's very optimistic, because I look at New Hampshire, it could be like this really good example for the rest of the world. But he's like you were saying earlier, being bold and doing it early.
Yeah.
Well, New Hampshire shouldn't be the only place that's
correct.
Free. We should
that's
make the
true.
Whole world free. So if someone's planting seeds across the world to create these so-called free cities, I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, Mark's literally kind of out there being a free radical. Like, he's taking the idea and he's bouncing all over the planet, spreading wherever he goes.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I don't think it's discouraging what we got going on here, because this is accelerating. It's not slowing down.
Yeah, just let the Free State Project be the stone in the clear glass pond that just ripples out.
Yeah, I'm glad he's not. Honestly, I'm glad. I love Mark. I love being on the air with him, but I'm glad he's not on the air with us regularly, because he was a bit of a Debbie Downer. I mean, he was attacking New Hampshire regularly, attacking the Free State Project, and every time we were on the air with him, it was like a debate. And it didn't matter what you said to him. You could point out all these wins, all this incredible news that's happening. I mean, like, for instance, New Hampshire just this year reduced the state budget. I will ask the question again, and thank you for bringing this up tonight, Bad Slave. Did any other of the 49 states reduce the budget?
Nope.
Reduce their state budgets this year? Did that happen?
I wonder if Honduras reduced their state budget.
I don't know. But, they cut taxes. They actually got rid of an entire tax recently here in New Hampshire. They reduced the meals and rooms tax. I mean, it wasn't reduced a whole lot, but they did reduce it.
5.5%, that's pretty good.
They did reduce the budget 3.3%, the entire state budget. They cut property taxes. So, I mean, all of this just within the last year. They they legalized window tinting.
Yeah.
Apparently, as well. So even some little victories, right? Like, there's amazing stuff that's happening. There's a secession bill, a New Hampshire independence bill that's been filed for 2022.
With 10 co-sponsors.
Yeah, and thanks, Bad Slave. There's more coming up.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, you can join us online anytime you want. We've got our own social media site. Go to social.freetalklive.com and And that is where you can interact with Free Talk Live hosts and Free Talk Live listeners. Head on over to social.freetalklive.com. It is a Mastodon server. That means it is decentralized in that it is it's open source, it's self-hosted, it is federated with other Mastodon servers across the internet. You know that day Facebook went down earlier this week? Remember that?
Yeah.
The big day when Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp were all down for hours. Mastodon was online. We didn't have any problems.
I didn't know what to do, guys. So I was like...
Oh, you're still on Facebook.
I was bored. No, I'm just kidding. I am still on Facebook. You kind of need that for things that I do.
No, you got plenty of things to do, I imagine. You're busy.
Yeah.
But get on over to social.freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive there. And it is not a big tech platform, so we don't have the big tech rules. We're not cramming, you know, mandates down your throat or anything like that. You can express yourself there.
No fact checkers.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, that's a good advertisement at social.freetalklive.com. Now, this one, UCHealth.org. The website for Aurora, Colorado's UC Health Transplant Center, the University of Colorado, the Anna Schutz Medical Campus, from Katie Hammond, BSN, RN, the Kidney Transplant Coordinator at the University of Colorado Health, Catherine.Harmon, with two N's, at UCHealth.org is her email address, sent to an unidentified recipient, name and the address are blocked out of this letter, but here's what it says. The transplant team at University of Colorado Hospital has determined that it is necessary to place you inactive on the waiting list. You will be inactivated on the list for non-compliance by not receiving the COVID vaccine. You will have 30 days to begin the vaccination series. If your decision is to refuse COVID vaccination, you will be removed from the kidney transplant list. You will continue to accrue waiting time, but you will not receive a kidney offer while listed inactive. Once you complete the COVID vaccination series, you will be reactivated on the kidney transplant list pending any other changes in your health condition. If you have questions or concerns, please call me. And then they give some other attached letter related to the Union of Network of Organ Sharing, blah, blah, blah.
That's lunacy.
Yeah. So, sorry, you had a kidney problem. Oh, you need a kidney transplant? Well, you're going to have to take this vaccine. And if you don't want to, well, you don't get a new kidney.
And you know what this is all going to create? And there's so much legality involved here. This always ends up creating a black market for kidney transplants.
Ooh,
and things like that.
That's scary.
Life finds a way. So that's
But the black market's a scary way to do anything, right? Like now you're dealing with gangsters to get your kidney.
Yes. Where's the kidney coming from?
Yeah.
This should be a safe way, like a Silk Road for kidneys.
Yeah. And on top of that,
that's an idea.
Just like all, you know, when they do black markets for abortions, you're going to ban abortion, you're going to create a black market for abortion. It's going to go right underground.
It's going to get dangerous.
It's not going to be good.
It'll be
dangerous. And you know, the bigger problem, even than the danger inherent to underground medicine, you know, is the fact that there are government regulations involved with transplants and movement of organs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what's the government going to say about it? Are you going to get a kidney transplant that you needed in order to save your own life and then have the government come start asking questions about where'd you get your kidney?
Mm.
Why are you alive? Right.
We're going to have to take that out of you. That's an illegal kidney.
Yeah.
So wow, can you imagine? Then just not taking organs out of
you. Psychopathic. So and this is really what happens when we don't have a free market. The black market is a progenitor to, is the free market trying to stay alive.
Wow. I can see the patient now, like, doctor, you're kidneying. He's like, no, I'm not kidneying.
Let's go to the phones here to your calls. Actually, I got a special call on the line here. He's Chris Cantwell calling from somewhere
in
some jail in America. Chris.
He's in jail?
This is speak with you, gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah. If in case you didn't hear, Chris was put into federal prison after being found guilty of having an argument with another lowlife on the internet.
Another lowlife.
Well, another lowlife. You say that as if I'm a lowlife, but okay, fine. I was definitely having an argument with a lowlife in any case. And
yes,
so
yeah.
This far, we agree. And not only was I...
You could have interpreted it, Chris, as me saying you've had arguments with multiple lowlifes. This was just another one that that you had an argument with.
Yes, I sort of found myself in the company of many lowlives.
Yes, you did.
And since I despise the company of lowlives, I frequently found myself in hostile engagements with them.
Yeah, but
and this particular one, became a criminal complaint.
Yeah, and they sentenced you to, what was it, 40-some months in prison?
41 months.
Yeah.
And not only did I end up in federal prison over this, but I ended up in a place called the CMU, which I'm interested to talk to you guys about.
Yeah, I definitely want to talk about that. It's the Communications Management Unit. They actually put Ross Ulbricht in a CMU for some amount of time. I think they finally let him out of it, the founder of the Silk Road. So
Some of my new neighbors were in the CMU with Ross Ulbricht. He's not in the same one as me. I think he was at Terre Haute.
Hmm.
But some people I am now neighbors with, they know Ross Ulbricht.
Mm-hmm. So what is a CMU? Describe for our listeners what that is.
So the CMU is sort of a prison within a prison. It is managed by something called the CTU, or the Counterterrorism Unit. And they operate out of some fusion center where they monitor all of our communications remotely. There's only two CMUs in the entire Bureau of Prisons, one at the United States Penitentiary in Marion, Illinois, and other at the U.S. Penitentiary in Terre Haute, Indiana. And there's only like 50 cells in each of these units, and it's one man to a cell, so there's only, at any given time, 100 or so people in a CMU. And it is generally, it started off as, like a post 9/11 counterterrorism thing. But, of course, eventually it became a place to put people who had dissenting political views or who had electronic crimes, such as the situation with Ross Ulbricht.
And why, what was their, did they have to, give some sort of rationale when they put you in a CMU? It was like, we're putting you here because fill in the blank.
Yeah, they put the, basically everybody there now is like, you voted for Donald Trump and therefore you're a terrorist. I'm kidding. That's not actually the excuse, but that's kind of how it works. And so, there's plenty of Muslim illegal immigrants, and I'm sure all of them voted for Joe Biden twice. But they give you this explanation. They give you the sheet of paper that says, yeah, because we think that you're this kind of threat or that kind of threat, you've been designated to the CMU.
Hmm.
And the conditions there are not bad, as far as prison goes for the most part. You got your own cell. There's not a whole lot of violence on a unit. If anybody gets in trouble there, you go to a place called ADX, which is like a supermax. You literally never leave your box. And so people are just...
So you don't have a cellie. You've got your own cell to yourself?
I've got my own cell to myself, which to me is worth putting up with a lot of nonsense, honestly. I hate having a cellmate. And the rest of Marion is like three men to a cell, which I really don't feel like putting up with.
Stand by. Can you stick with us here, Chris? We'll get more from the inside.
Sure.
Of the federal prison and why he's able to call us if he's in a CMU.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden making another pitch to get American workers vaccinated, visiting a factory in the Chicago area to promote his
COVID-19 vaccine mandate. It applies to companies with 100 or more employees, and he does concede...
I know the vaccination requirements are a tough medicine. Unpopular with some, politics for others, but they're life-saving.
The federal rule is pending, but some big companies have already gone ahead with vaccine requirements. Wall Street still rebounding after that deal was reached in the U.S. Senate today to extend the debt limit, and also there was some good economic news from the Labor Department about lower first-time jobless claims last week. And with tech stocks leading the way, all three indexes finished higher, the Dow gaining about 1%. The NASDAQ up 152 points to close at 14,654. This is USA Radio News. They now say that that spill off the coast of California may be significantly smaller than first estimated. They initially said about 126,000 gallons of crude oil spilled from a pipeline into the ocean. Then they scaled it up to about 144,000 as of Wednesday afternoon. But now, on Thursday, a local official said he heard it could be as little as 30,000 gallons. In any case, the cleanup continues and it has devastated beaches nearby, with Huntington Beach still closed after dead birds and fish were washing up on shore. Meanwhile, in the wake of the disaster, there are new calls to end offshore oil extraction, and a student activist, Tabitha Turner with CalPERG, was at UC Irvine saying a massive spillback in 1969 is what spurred activists then to call for stronger environmental protections.
Let's make my generation the last to experience these devastating oil spills.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. We get back to the story about the guy who, or gal, we don't know, is an anonymous person revealing that they are being denied access to a kidney. They're being dropped from the list unless they, within 30 days, begin COVID vaccinations. The number here is 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Joa.
We got a special caller on the line here, somebody who I didn't think I was going to hear from until, you know, he got out of prison, because I got an email from the federal system. So if you've ever got an email, you can actually get emails from people in federal prison. There's a system called CoreLynx, and a couple of, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, I got an email from CoreLynx saying, you are denied access to being able to speak with Christopher Cantwell. And I thought, well, that's weird. I never asked for access. Like, normally, the prisoner has to, you as somebody on the outside cannot request through CoreLynx to get access to a prisoner. The prisoner has to access to ask CoreLynx to reach out to you. So I figured that meant that he had tried to reach out to me and got denied, and they just CC'd me on the denial. But it was weird because I just happened to have sent him some books literally just a few days before that, so it made me think that maybe they rejected the books. Turns out they didn't reject the books. He did get them. And the reason I know that is because he called me, and actually we've got him on the line. Christopher Cantwell is with us, calling us from a jail in Oklahoma, as you are en route to a different prison, which is the reason why you're able to speak to us. You were just explaining to us what the CMU is, the Communications Management Unit. They've had you in federal prison. You're not in that unit right now because that unit only exists in two federal prisons, and then they're transporting you. Are you going to be punished for making this appearance when you get back to that unit?
Well, what actually happened was the CMU was so bad that I broke into a county jail. And
I'm glad you still have your sense of humor.
And so, you know, to the best of my knowledge, I'm not breaking a rule by doing this, right?
Okay.
You know, when I'm in the communications management unit, I'm under the rules of the communications management unit. When I'm in the Grady County, Oklahoma jail, I'm under the rules of the Grady County, Oklahoma jail. Nobody told me, hey, you better continue pretending that you're in this CMU and only have 2 15-minute phone calls a week, right?
Hold on. You only get how many minute phone calls per week?
I get 2 phone calls per week.
Oh, my
God.
They
are a maximum of 15 minutes long. Like, I can't make 4 7-minute calls or whatever, okay?
Wow.
I get 2 phone calls a week. They have to be scheduled in advance. They have to know who I'm calling, and there's a guy, like, hovers over a button while I'm talking on the phone. He listens in real time, and if I get too edgy, he'll cut the line.
Hey, guy.
Jeez. I presume they're also filtering any kind of mail. What are some of the other restrictions that you face in the CMU?
Anybody who is in a federal prison, I mean, they're going to screen your mail, and for the most part, I know it's Stratford County anyway. They like, I was at Stratford County, I was only allowed to get legal mail. I couldn't get a letter from my mom
in Stratford County.
But when I got to the federal prison, like, you can get mail from regular people, but they'll like scan it and they basically give you a photocopy of it because guys will like soak the paper in K2 or whatever nonsense the junkies are doing now. You know, they don't give you, like, the actual letter. You can't get, like, pictures sent to you or whatever.
Right, yeah. I remember I got a colored drawing denied when I was at Merrimack County for, you know, when I was in jail earlier this year. It was denied because of crayon.
It wasn't
actually crayon. It was actually colored pencil, but they just denied it because of crayon, because I guess you can hide drugs underneath crayon or something like that.
Did it take them a lot longer for my cursive writing letter to you to come in?
I don't think so.
I thought it was delayed. Like, yo, it never came in. I think that's what Bonnie was telling me, but, like,
I don't remember it at this
Chris
point.
It's dangerous.
So, Chris, give us a little bit more detail. You know, why are you out of the CMU? Why are you in Oklahoma? What's going on with you?
Anybody who's been listening to Free Talk Live long enough knows that I was involved in something called the Unite the Right Rally in 2017 in Charlottesville, Virginia. And that catastrophe drags on to this day in a civil lawsuit filed against me and some other people who were, like, prominently involved in that nonsense. Mm-hmm. And so I'm being sued for untold millions of dollars for violating the civil rights of the people who assaulted me. And I'm being transported to Charlottesville, Virginia, for a civil trial in the Western District of Virginia Federal Court as a pro se defendant trying to vindicate my name and vindicate the day.
Now, you've spoken about this particular lawsuit on the air here before. Your belief is that this is just essentially a fishing expedition on the part of your political enemies, right? That they're looking to depose all of the people on the alt-right to try to, you know, essentially gather information, and that, you know, this is a ridiculous case because, as you say, you were self-defense. You were defending yourself in a fight. So what could the civil damages possibly be from something like that?
The situation with this thing is, you know, my co-defendants, you know, the list of my co-defendants includes names like the National Socialist Movement and the Ku Klux Klan, okay? And so the people who are suing us are like a who's who of Jewish power. They're all, like, connected to the Democrat Party. They raised over $10 million with the hashtag Sue a Nazi on Twitter.
Hmm.
And they basically, like, they issued all of these discovery demands to all these people, and shockingly enough, the Nazis and the KKK were like, I'm not giving you my membership list, F off, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that allowed them to get what they call adverse inferences, and that basically is the only thing that they have supporting their case, that some people are not cooperating with their discovery demands.
Mm.
I have cooperated with their discovery demands, and they got SFA on me. Which, you know,
SFA?
SFA is starts with sweet and ends with all, but I can't say F on the radio.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay? And so they but they want to do this thing anyway. Like, it keeps it, they bragged about this in the media. They bragged about it in The Guardian. Roberta Kaplan, the lead attorney on the thing, bragged about it in Glamour magazine. She bragged about it to the Jewish Telegraphic Agency. That basically, they think that this thing is a huge success, would lose a draw, because they've destroyed what they saw as a real threat, the alt-right movement. They thought that the alt-right movement was going to gain political power. And, you know, there's nothing that they wouldn't do to prevent that from happening. And so they have, the depravity has known no limits in pursuit of this goal.
I mean, ultimately, all they had to do is do nothing, because people were constantly fighting within the movement that you were in. I mean, there's a ton of infighting going on. There's very unlikely they were going to do much of anything. But this is kind of a way.
That's kind of the big joke here, right? Like, they claim that, like, this group of strangers who barely knew one another all got together and conspired to commit a whole stream of felonies, yet none of us ended up doing major time over this, right? Like, the alt-right can't conspire to have lunch together, all right? We can't conspire to run a website. These people think that, like, we all conspired to commit a bunch of crimes. Like, hi, nice to meet you. We're all on camera. I got an idea. Mm. Let's go attack these people on the basis of their immutable characteristics. And then we'll all lie for each other in court. Yeah, right. These people won't tell the truth to save each other's butts. And they think that this is all like some big, you know, Nazi war crime conspiracy. It's absolutely preposterous. And like I said, we get the whole thing on video.
But
you know,
even if they don't win this, even if they don't win this trial,
people are live streaming the whole thing. The communists, the left wing, is the ones who attacked us. They're the ones who are telling everybody to resist the grand jury and saying nobody's allowed to talk to the cops. You know, we have a permitted demonstration.
Chris, even if they don't win this this civil case, you still got to pay for the attorneys. You still got to pay, you know, God knows how much money, right? Like, this can break somebody financially, can it?
Well, it already broke me, which is why I'm pro se, right? Like, my lawyers wanted $1,000 per month to represent me. This has been going on for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my lawyers dropped me in the summer of 2019 because I couldn't pay them anymore.
Right.
Like, they bankrupted me, you know, 2 years ago.
Yep.
And so here we find ourselves in 2021, and we're approaching this thing, and I'm going in there on my own. I, you know, anybody who wants to go look up this case, you look at Sines v. Kessler in the Western District of Virginia on courtlistener.com. You'll see what I'm filing with the court. And some of it is really fun to read, but it's, you know, I'm not a lawyer, guy. You know, I'm making this up as I go along. I don't even know what, you know, normally in a civil case, you know, lawyers, the rule with lawyers is you don't ask nobody a question that you don't have the answer to. But
Chris,
I'll tell you what,
keep us in the
if
loop,
this trial
man.
Happens, I'm going to be like Columbo trying to figure, it's going to be a big investigation. I'm going down the courtroom.
Keep us in the loop, Chris, since you got the ability to call in. We'll look forward to hearing you.
Yeah, good night,
all
right.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email.
Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. We got this remaining segment. Maybe enough time for you if you dial right now. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
You know, I want to say, I got to speak up about Chris Cantwell.
Yeah, sure.
For me, that man is a walking aneurysm. I think about him and I start to twitch.
You're getting red.
I don't hate anybody, but I real close to hate Chris Cantwell. Trash, garbage human being, worst of the worst. I can't stand that guy. But I gotta say, what happened to him was unjust.
That's right.
Yeah,
he is a political prisoner.
He's a political prisoner.
Yeah, we didn't get into the details of his case, but suffice it to say, he's sitting in a prison cell because he had an argument with some guy on Telegram.
Yep.
I mean, that's basically it. Yeah. He said something mean to a guy who was also saying mean things to him.
Yep.
On Telegram, and the FBI found out about it, not because the other guy reported it. He didn't. The other guy went into a group of nasty white supremacists, people who are honestly even worse human beings than Chris Cantwell. And he told them about his conversation with Chris and posted some screenshots. And there happened to be an undercover FBI agent in that group.
But go figure, right?
Yeah. And that FBI agent passed the word on.
He's probably the leader of the group, because the only thing that's a bigger piece of garbage than Chris Cantwell is everybody who works for the FBI.
Yeah, so it's tragic. He's a man who has a lot of self-hatred, and he's an angry guy, and I try to show him as much compassion and kindness as possible.
You are amazing when it comes to that, by the way. I cannot. You pull out all the stops. You want to give everybody more than their fair share of fair shakes.
Yeah. Look, just because you get attention doesn't mean you should keep going with what got you the attention.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be, it's not so much entertainment. It's about trying to promote something that's true and right. And you're going to say something that's unpopular every once in a while. But as long as you stay true to your principles, I think he was doing it to
he lost his principles. He lost it, you know, he was at one time a very libertarian person. If you go to freekeen.com and you search for Chris Cantwell, then you'll find some of my articles about him just kind of chronicling the sort of rise and fall of Chris and more than we can do in the next 10 minutes here. But if you're curious about who this guy is, he's known as the crying Nazi. He used to be a libertarian comedian when he first moved here. He just used to be this crass comedian guy, and he used to hate the police. He turned into this cop-loving status Nazi over a period of most of, you know, half a decade, roughly. And now he's behind bars. It's a tragic story. There were some interesting blog posts that he made from his communications management unit before they cut him off. But he made three blog posts. It was getting pretty interesting where he was talking about reading some religious books in jail that he would not normally have picked up because, you know, you're in jail. So you got all kinds of time. You can read things you wouldn't otherwise read. And it was getting interesting. Like, he was kind of hinting at another shift for Chris Cantwell, because he has continually sort of shifted who his identity is.
I understand wanting to be a philosophical tourist, but and, you know, I know a ton of people like that. I know religious tourists too, people who've been all religions at this point. But let's not be, you know, let's just not go hate entire swaths of humanity because they are of a religion or of a color.
Yeah. I agree with you there.
It's disgusting.
I don't agree with him.
The one thing that I got to give him credit for is he makes some good chili. I was at Pork Fest one year. They had a chili cook-off, and he did this on purpose, but he added, like, extra spice just so it would, like, ruin everyone else's chili.
You sure that wasn't Dane?
I think he was serving it because Cantwell had been banned at that point. And I think it was Dane that was serving it.
Oh, I think that was Dane. So this guy...
Never mind, I take that back. Yeah. Dane, you get all the credit.
Yeah, everybody was talking about how Dane was, like, serving offensively hot chili one year. And I don't know.
No, let's not give Cantwell the credit, because Cantwell can't do anything well.
Cantwell. Let's go. It's right there in his name. Let's go to Bill. He's in Tennessee listening to WGOW in Chattanooga. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, I hope this call in the FBI doesn't come after me or anything, but I have not been vaccinated, and my wife has been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, when she was vaccinated, she was given a card. It's a simple card. It says, you know, upper right-hand corner, it's got a logo, CDC. It's got her information, you know, her name, her birth date.
Mm-hmm.
I've forgotten. It's just basic information. And on the, it's got a date when she got her first vaccination. Then on the back, it has all this disclaimer or whatever. Then it has another date when she could go back and get her second vaccination. So she did. She went out after that date. Well, I got the card, and I haven't let her know this, but all I had to do was just take another little piece of paper and cover her name, cover her birth date, cover all the information that linked it to her, and I left the signatures and, you know, all the other things that the people had just, you know, you're going through, they're filling out this card, they're just scribbling, you can't even read their signature of who actually signed it. But I left all that information, just changed it, put my name, put my birth date. She got it done in March. Well, I changed the 03 to 08 by just, you know, going and filling in the 03 and making it more up to date. You know, instead of March, I made it August. So my card's all up to date, and I even went one step further. I laminated my card, so it looks like it hadn't been tampered with.
And so you're committing fraud, basically, and why are you doing this?
Well, if I have to go on everywhere you go now, they're requiring, show us your card.
In Tennessee?
May I make a suggestion? Well, let's just say you did this for novelty and that you're not using it for legal capacities.
Well, hold on. In Tennessee, they're requiring cards?
No, I just saw where, like in New York and places, like, if you go to, they did too.
Why are you doing this in Tennessee?
We had a music festival. And they did require, it's an outdoor music festival.
Wow.
down on the river, and it was crazy, you know, the venue, you know, you're outdoors. But anyway, they required you to have proof or somehow a positive
or a test,
results. And I saw, I didn't go to the festival. I heard on the news, or saw it, you know, on the news that
night. So you didn't go to the festival, but yet you put a bunch of time into creating a fraudulent vaccination card? Just in case?
Well, in the future, I plan on going on an airplane in 4 months. February.
Yeah, you're taking some pretty serious risks here, man. And I get why people are feeling the motivation, because the threats are there and people want to live a normal life, right? Like, you want to get on an airplane, you want to go to a concert, you want to go and do these things. But, you know, you are taking some pretty serious risks there. And I would, you know, I'm not going to tell you to what to do, but I wouldn't do that if I were you. I mean, I wish you the best, Bill.
Yeah, be very careful.
Thank you for the call.
Recreating government agency logos for illegal capacity.
Or modifying an official document.
A bunch of Vermont state troopers just went to...
going to prison probably for that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We'll see. Actually, I might have to do some records requests to figure out what's going on with that.
In that case.
Yeah. But, like, you know...
They take that stuff real seriously.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think you're better off just making a stand and refusing to participate.
Yes.
In this, rather than trying to manipulate the system.
Right. I've heard that it's 15 years for manipulating government legal papers.
Hey, you can get your digital tickets now for Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's an event being hosted by the Free Private Cities Foundation. We talked briefly earlier about the ZAs, the special economic zones out there. That's kind of what this conference is going to be focusing on. They've sold out on their physical tickets, but you can still get virtual tickets over at lifetimeliberty.com. They are exploring projects happening now around the world that are working to achieve a lofty goal of securing freedom in our lifetime. Speakers will be from Crypto Valley, Prospera, the Seasteading Institute, and more, all speaking at this October 16th event. You can get your digital tickets now at lifetimeliberty.com and see what people are doing all around the world to create voluntary societies with a live and let live attitude over at lifetimeliberty.com. Major Payne, real fast, you get the last word here. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to see if I can bust this here out in a minute. I got three ditties. Number one.
You got one. You only got time for one. Just one. Go.
All right, the Rose Garden was a prefab set where China Joe got his inoculation the other day. The White House, yeah.
I saw the pictures of that. Thank you for the call tonight. Yeah, they were inside like a sound stage or something, and they had a fake White House that Joe Biden was sitting in. I didn't realize.
What?
I didn't realize that was where he was getting the shot, but I saw the photos of the sound stage.
Yeah, it's across the street, and the reason for it is because they have a monitor versus a reflective glass, and I guess he has trouble reading the reflective glass. So, like when it's being projected. So, this is how he can actually see. He's old.
See you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.